and welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about the last weeks of school and what it's like to be done with fifth grade.
So, what is it like? I didn't think you were going to wait for me to...
Oh.
I thought you were just going to just go right in.
So, as you end of fifth grade.
Well, hold on. Okay. Then
fine, then you go.
You left
now.
The opening for
fine,
me.
Fine, go.
So, new school this year, and fifth grade started middle school.
Yes.
As you reflect back on the beginning of the year, as you think about the last day of school, looking back at the first day of school,
yeah.
What do you remember now? What do you still think about or remember from that first day walking in?
Oh, so from that first day, well, I had orientation. It was an orientation day, and I already had orientation. So we had a buddy, and there was new kids. What's it called?
New student
orientation.
Okay.
Before, so I did get to meet some kids, and we walked up together. And then I remember from the end of the day, So I had met a bunch of new girls and kids, and we were walking all back to the lobby. At the end of the day. And this was first day of school, not orientation.
Okay.
So next day, we got totally lost. Mm. Like even they did, and we ended up going through the meeting house, all the way through the inner courtyard, all the way. We had to figure out our way. And I remember, so in the inner courtyard, there's a bunch of balls. People can play basketball. And I remember someone was playing soccer or something. They kicked it right at one of my friend's faces, but not on purpose. And she like ducked by. And she missed it by 2 inches.
Oh, wow.
She just ducked.
Do you remember from that first day, anybody doing anything for you that looking back on it, you're thinking, oh, that was really nice of that
just
person.
Like,
just like saying hello, introducing themselves, showing you around.
Yeah, showing me around, introducing themselves.
Yeah, so certain things that you would do if there's a new student next year that you would make sure that you would go out of your way for them.
Yeah.
Or not even have to go out of the way. Just
yeah, I know
do something.
Yeah.
Were there certain things from that first day that you were thinking, oh my God, I'm really nervous. I'm really nervous about this
no,
or that.
Not
or
really.
Like, what's this first day of lunch going to be like? Do you remember, did they ask you, hey, Eden, come sit with us? Or you were sitting with your buddy?
I was sitting with my buddy's friend group and then that's now my friend group.
Okay.
And no, I wasn't nervous.
I would have been so nervous. First day in a new school like that.
Yeah, what do you remember? What do you remember about your first year in middle school? So that was seventh grade for you, though.
Yeah, a lot.
Anything that stands out to you still?
Yeah. So in our middle school, the situation was so different because we had, I think it was 7 elementary schools. All into one middle school.
Oh,
so
wow.
We were used to having about...
So how big was your grade?
About probably 450.
Oh, wow.
Maybe close to 500.
Wow.
Probably close to 500. And so we knew some of the kids from the other schools. Through sports. But then you would also hear about the other schools and hear about these other kids. Oh, yeah, this... Like, this kid's, like, the best basketball player at this school, or this kid is the fastest, or do not mess with this kid, or this kid already wants to beat up this other kid. So you'd hear about these things in school. And then I do remember that from that seventh grade year, some of my friends were more interested in girls that pretty earlier than I was. And so that's how, like, their priorities changed. And I was thinking, wow, those have been, like, some of my best friends since I was in nursery school. And now we all still are. But we just kind of went our separate... We kind of went separate
yeah.
ways socially. But we all... But we I had had... But I had had other friends from... Other things that
right, but
we
you're
did
still, you're
exactly,
still
but
out.
Not as much. Yeah, not as much. But it was
you stayed
yeah.
In touch.
So it was yes, but it was just it was different.
Yeah,
it was different. But we'd still have after school, some after school activities together, but we weren't we weren't just spending as much time together. Yeah. I also remember that school was a lot harder too, and the expectations were much greater as soon as we got to seventh grade.
Yeah.
And did you feel that way this year in middle school?
Yeah, there's just I think I wasn't there because it's my first year, so I wasn't there for lower school, but I did notice that you're just throwing all this independence in just fifth grade, and it's just kind of figure you have help, but you got to figure it out by yourself a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember thinking in junior high, how am I going to, we had 4 minutes in between classes. Okay. How am I going to get, and you know my sense of direction isn't great, but how am I going to get to all these different classes? Where were,
they weren't all like in the same area?
No, sometimes maybe you'd have band all the way downstairs, and then you'd have to go up to some class on the third floor. There were three floors. But,
okay, yeah.
But you've seen the junior high there. It's really almost like a huge ant farm. Long. Looks pretty long. So sometimes you had to hustle. Other times you just had some extra time. But I do remember thinking it was pretty cool just meeting so many new kids from different schools.
Yeah.
And becoming friends with them.
Going back to the time part, we have 5 minutes in between classes, but it's different. Most of our classes are on the fourth floor, so same floor. But if we have music, that's a little farther. Mm-hmm. That's downstairs, and gym's downstairs, but we're never rushing because we either have it first period or last period. Yeah. So this year, and what else is far? I guess drama's far.
Okay.
It's across the street. But that's pretty much it where we have to go a little farther. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think that's it.
Was there anything that happened this year in school that you thought to yourself, I just can't believe that this is happening now. Like middle school started or that this life event in school is happening right now. Anything that major?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And that's a short answer.
No, that's right.
But I don't think so.
I asked you a yes or no question, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not sure. If you don't think so, then you don't think so. Do you think?
There were a lot of big events, I think, that happened this year in school. A lot of stuff happening in the news, like the election was this year.
Oh, sure, right.
And that definitely sparked a lot of things in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's a big event. But that wasn't exactly your question.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. It led to a lot of conversation, a lot of debate in school.
Yeah,
I understand. Does being in a new school, to me at least, this year felt like it went by really quickly.
Yeah, I agree.
Did it make you feel like your old school, like you had been out of your previous school for years and you'd almost always been here?
I think it just felt like I'd been there. Like out for a while, because I also think I was just enjoying myself so much more that it made it seem a lot quicker.
That's a nice feeling.
Yeah, huh? It's a good feeling when it goes quick, even if you like it. It's good when you're having fun and time's going by quickly.
Yes.
And then you're not having fun and it's treading on, but it's still the same amount.
Right. You're not feeling, you used the word, it's just treading. You're trying to tread through the day and you didn't. Because you weren't dreading anything.
Yeah.
Like going to school or all right, today, because we've had a lot of conversations on the podcast about previous years, about your attitude and how great it was when things weren't good at all. And you would say, today's a new day. I'm still getting to school. I still want to be there early. And hopefully today's a new day.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled that you have acclimated to this new situation so well. I do think the biggest reason why you've acclimated so quickly is because you're just a good kid. So, and I tell you every day, is to make yourself proud and to be yourself. So if you're just yourself and you trust your instincts, people are going to want to be around you and they're going to want to have you around as part of all sorts of different friend groups and activities.
Yeah.
So it's just important to just be yourself. You're not trying to impress anybody. You're not trying to do anything just because this two or three girls might think it's cool. You're just yourself. What about this year you have summer work or at least summer reading?
Yeah, I have a lot of summer work.
But you don't have to do that while you're away. You just
I have
do it.
Math. I don't know if I have history. I know I have math, Spanish, English.
Oh. Was the English the reading?
The English is the reading.
Do you have to do anything with the reading or just have to read the book and then talk about it when you get back?
No, it's like, well, everyone reads a different book if they want. So it's you read the book and then you write down three words and write a definition for them. You have to look them up. They didn't know.
Okay.
I think you have to write, you have to copy down three passages that stood out to you. And you have to write, three wonderings or questions you had after the book.
Okay. Any idea what curveball sixth grade might bring? I mean, I know you have friends in sixth grade, cousin in sixth grade.
Yeah. I think it's just every year. It's just more responsibility, more work. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm proud of you. I am. I'm glad it was such a good year. And I know last time during the Ask Me Anything, which you can still leave questions for us on YouTube, Apple,
and it doesn't even have
Spotify.
To be related to the podcast. If you just have a question, feel free.
Ask it.
Yeah.
I know you said, do I have advice for sixth grade?
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to do that now. Maybe we'll do a whole, what do you think of doing like a whole podcast? Just advice for sixth grade?
No.
All right.
No.
I love you.
Love you.